Received two very connected questions over the past 2 weeks. We'll put them together right now. So someone said they have a preference for white wine. They like the Bar Tanura Rashi wine. But the problem is, when they want to make Kiddush on Friday night, there is a halakhic preference to have red wine. So what they want to do is they want to put that Bar Tanura wine in and then add some grape juice at the end. Very tasty. Is that considered tzoveya on Shabbos? Is that an issue of coloring the food, the wine on Shabbos? It's one of the malachos on Shabbos is considered tzoveya. Does tzoveya apply over here? Then a few days later, someone asked me a very connected question. They want to insert in their restroom one of those blue, I don't know what they're called, blue things. That's good. That's a valid term. So every time they flush, it makes the water blue. It deodorizes the water. It cleans the water. But it makes the water blue. So can that be used on Shabbos? Right? Very often you go to a hotel for Shabbos. That's there already. So is that a problem? If this is a problem altogether. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following in Shin Chaf Sifyotes. Litain karkom betavshil mutter. You could put some type of karkom, which is some type of spice that colored the food on Shabbos, that's mutter. Vein lachush lo mishum tzoveya, that's not a problem because of coloring or dyeing on Shabbos. De'ein tzviya b'ochlim, because tzviya, dyeing, does not apply by food on Shabbos. Now, that's the concept. Ein tzviya b'ochlim. Now, why is there no tzviya b'ochlim? Is that like a categorical, out? That dyeing or coloring only applies to items. It applies to, I can't paint my wall. I can't paint a towel. I can't color on a piece of paper. That's where it applies, but it doesn't apply by food. It's an automatic out. Doesn't apply categorically. Or is it about kavana? It's about my intent. I don't really care, right, that my wine, or for that matter, coffee. I don't care if my coffee is clear coffee or if it's colored coffee, all I want is the caffeine. So it doesn't really matter to me. Halakha tells me it has to be red, but it doesn't matter to me. So what do we say in this? What is it? What is the reason for Ein Tzviya B'Ochlim? So says the Mishnah Berurah right here on the spot. V'chei mutter litein yayin edom besoch yayin lavan. It's permitted to put red wine in your white wine on Shabbos. V'yaf al pi shemis adem, even though it makes the wine red. Even if your intent is to make it red because you want red wine on Shabbos, it's mutter. Makes sense that we should not be machmir in this situation. He quotes the Prima Gadim that says you don't need to be machmir in this case. However, then he says the Nishmas Adam was the Chachmas Adam, Ravram Danzig, was Machmir, and says it does depend on intent, and it does matter. Tzviya B'Ochlim is a thing on a Durabanan level, and if you could avoid it, you should. So what does he suggest you do? You put the red wine in first, or the little bit of grape juice in first, and then you put the white wine in afterwards, then it's not colored. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, does suggest that when it comes to making tea. Rabbi Yudin is a big fan of tea scents, and that's a whole other discussion. But one of the minor discussions that comes out of making tea on Shabbos is coloring the water. So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Shin Yud Ches, just two simanim earlier, writes, put the essence in first, and then the water, because you avoid the issue of coloring the water. So it's not clear why the Mishnah Berurah says it there, but doesn't say it over here. But nonetheless, you do not need to be machmir when it comes to white wine, then the red wine, and red wine, then the white wine. But it's not a bad chumrah. If you remember to put the red wine in first and then the white, right? Then you fill all the opinions, including one of the gedolim from the early 1800s, the Nishmas Adam. Now, what? Milk in coffee. No, milk in the coffee. So it's okay. It's mutter. It's mutter. What? You're changing the color to the... The real point is you don't really care about the color. You just want the coffee. And that's okay, according to those poskim. There are others that say, really, there it's not color. You're just altering the it's brown, now you're altering it to a slightly different color. However, when it comes to, do we have a dissenting opinion over here?
No?
You sure?
You're good.
Oh, we're good. Okay. Now, when it comes to the blue, here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo in a footnote. He writes, the Aser Lahorid Mayim Beveis Akisei B'Shabbos. There, you can't do it. Why not? Because you want it to be blue. A, it's not edible. It's not ochlin. Right? I hope not. Maybe you have a dog in the house. Maybe. But it's not, no dogs. Dogs are, okay. But it's not ochel. You want it to be blue because then you know that it's clean. And knowing that it's clean is a big deal. Therefore, the Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Orcho Shabbos also are machmir when it comes to making the blue. And they think it's a problem on Shabbos over here because you don't have the heter of Tzviya Ba'ochlim. You may have, this is an Issa Durabanan, it's not a Duraisa. Therefore, if one would find themselves in a hotel on Shabbos, where the only, restrooms only have this, so Kavod HaBrios would override a Durabanan over here in this situation. You might even have a Grumma situation. You're not actively doing it. It's being done through a flusher. But if that's all you have, that's all you have. But in your own home, one should avoid this issue in one's own home. You do not have this heter of Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. There might be other reasons why we should be machmir as well. So when it comes to making the wine and the red wine out of the Bar Tanura, so Mishnah Berurah says you do not need to be machmir, but it's not bad to be machmir, to put the red in first and then the white. And then if you mess that up, that's okay. And then when it comes to the blue in the toilet, that is a problem on Shabbos of dying on a Durabanan level, and one should avoid that. I heard, or just based on this research, they have ones today that are not blue, but they have ones today that are clear, and that would avoid the issue because the deodorizing itself would be okay.